On this episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast, we are joined by Paige DeMacos of the TD Fantasy Podcast and the Draft Network to talk, of course, Buccaneers football, but also to give you all of the insight you need to start your 2019 fantasy football preparation.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame. Put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, you just won't last.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast. I am your host for this episode, David Harrison. Unfortunately, James Yarko cannot be with us, but he should be back with us next week for a full slate of episodes. Fear not, I am joined, as you've already heard, by Paige DeMacos of the TD's Fantasy Podcast and from the Draft Network, and she is going to help us catch up on some more things Buccaneers related, and she's going to help you kick off your fantasy football preparation for the 2019 football season. All right, guys, I'm joined now by Paige DeMacos, who, of course, if you've been listening to the show for a little while, you're very familiar with her work, and hopefully you're catching her over at the TD Fantasy Podcast and, of course, on the Draft Network. They've been all over the place, still churning out all kinds of great content over there. So, Paige, it's been a little while since we've talked on the podcast. How have you been, and what have you been up to?
Listen, it's been a busy couple of months, obviously, since I was on. The draft happened. It was chaotic, and all that good stuff with the Draft Network, and it's kind of just been recapping all that good stuff. It seems like the NFL always keeps me busy, even though it's technically off season, because we have so many storylines with rookies and trades and guys being cut and new players being picked up, and you know, all those things and how that influences the team. And then obviously my good friend Jake Arians got married, so I've been doing that and was involved in that wedding, which was a good time. And I'm sure Bucks fans were following along on social media because Bruce was having himself a time. So it's been a good month and a half, 2 months. Ready for football to be back, though. So it's rookie mini camp, training camp in about a month, and back to good old football season.
It's been a pretty good 2019, I think, for the Arians family and all involved. Obviously, we want to talk Bucks a little bit, but I know that you're a Bears fan at heart. So go ahead and give our listeners – I like to keep our listeners smart about everybody in the NFL. So give our listeners a little bit of what the Bears have been up to and maybe what to expect from them.
Listen, they're going to be right on track for replicating what they did in their 2018-2019 season. They didn't have a lot of movement. Probably if you're a fantasy football player, your biggest notice was obviously Jordan Howard moving on to the Philadelphia Eagles. But not really a big surprise if you understand how Matt Nagy runs his offense. So I'm sure if you had him, that was probably a frustrating player on your team last year because Jordan Howard wasn't utilized as much as he probably should have been if you're a fantasy owner. But the Bears were very happy with what he was utilized with. So Tariq Cohen, obviously going to be a big part of that offense, and they drafted a couple of guys that they're really excited about. Defensively, they're healthy. They got all their guys back, and probably my as a fan, the coolest part of what happened this offseason that I'm very excited about is the fact that Chuck Pagano, who was a great head coach, is now the defensive coordinator. Losing Vic Fangio, a lot of people were, you know, really worried about whether or not the defense would take a step backwards. And in my opinion, we took a step forwards because Pagano's got better coaching acumen, and he's a little bit more aggressive, which I like, especially from a defensive perspective when you have that personnel. So I expect big things from the Bears this year, and I'm very excited going into the season.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Coach Pagano there, so that's definitely, I think, a good move for your defense. I'm sure you're aware, and I know you're more aware than I am of the Bears, so the throwback uniforms that they're going to be wearing at some point this season. I saw some mixed reviews on social media. I have my opinion, but what's your opinion on that uniform?
Oh, I love them because it's old school. The socks are a little much for me, but listen, if you're going to go retro, you have to go with what it was, right? And that's kind of what it was, you know? I saw the jerseys themselves. I really like, the 100 patch. I like that they kept some of the things that I really, really like. So I'm a big fan of the jerseys. I wasn't a huge fan of the socks, but I'm a fan of what they're putting out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I dig the uniform as well. There are some little features here and there. Being an Ohio State guy, I really don't like the stripes, but you know, that's okay. But overall, I mean, the uniform, I think it hit the mark, I think.
Yeah.
So let's move to Bucks. That's what our listeners are here for. What do you think about the Buccaneers? I mean, talk about their draft class as well, but just kind of how the offseason is going in totality. Obviously, there's been some big news and some big moves. What do you think about what they've done, and how do you think they look getting ready to enter training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking with Coach a lot, and I know he's really excited about a lot of things that have been happening with the team. First and foremost, Devin White and how he has turned out to be better than advertised. And I know Buccaneers fans were I saw mixed reviews on Twitter about Devin White going into the draft about whether or not they wanted him at the fifth pick. And I think they're all quiet now because Devin White has proven to be a great leader. Very early, he is showing out early on amongst that defense, and he is, like I said, better than advertised. And that is exactly what I expected. I knew that would happen in that defense. I knew that happened in that coaching staff, and specifically under Todd Bowles' tutelage. I knew that that would be a perfect marriage. So I think that's one of the things that definitely sticks out. Obviously, the signing of Ndamukong Suh brings what I would call the nasty to the defense, and every defense needs a little bit of that. And obviously, being a Husker, I watched Sue while I was at school be the best player in college football. He is an unbelievable athlete. He will bring exactly what you need to that defense, and is going to be definitely has a lot left in the tank. And those 1 year deals are always really good with some of those guys that age, because it really, he's got one more bridge contract where he's going to get paid pretty well. So that's what he's going to be doing this year, is playing for that contract. So you're going to get a really, really good version of Ndamukong Suh, which I think is going to be a huge, huge thing for the Buccaneers. And then the biggest part of it is Jameis. Talked to Jameis at the Arians Foundation event. Very impressed with the maturity that I've seen / heard about. And listen, if you're a Buccaneers fan, this is the way I would say it. And it's the second that coach got the job. If Jameis can't make it worse with Bruce, he's not going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. So yeah, if you're a Jameis fan, if you're a Buccaneers fan, this is the best case scenario. Because if he can't make it work with Bruce, he's just not meant to be a great quarterback in the NFL. And I know that can be semi of a concerning statement, but what I'm telling you is this is your best case scenario. And I think that it is going to be you're going to see some of the mistakes. I mean, that's just who Jameis is, but I think you're going to see a lot of better usage of him, a lot of confidence in him, which is going to help him as a quarterback. So I'm very excited for the Bucs. I think they've got a lot to look forward to.
I've always compared Jameis Winston a little bit, just as far as maybe mentality and play style, not so much, you know, mechanics and all that, but to Brett Favre a little bit. And you know, being a Bears fan, yeah, and Packers fans are well aware that with Brett Favre, while he was on the field, you had a lot of great moments, but you also had some head scratching moments. And so you're going to get those. And I think the key is getting more of the great moments out of Jameis and fewer of the head scratching moments, while keeping the same attacking mentality and aggressive playmaking mentality that Jameis has. You bring up a really interesting point. So recently I was able to be a guest on the Locked On Rams podcast, as they did kind of a crossover preview of the 2019 matchup between the Rams and the Bucks, coming up obviously later this year. And I was asked by that host if I thought Jameis had this year and this year only to prove that he could be successful under Bruce Arians. Because I think most people are in agreement that if Jameis, like you said, if Jameis can't get it done with Bruce Arians, it's just not going to get done at all. But do you think it's a 1 year if he can't get it done type of scenario? Or do you think that Jameis is likely to get a new contract and maybe get 1 to 3, maybe even 4 years to try to put this whole thing together?
No, he's got to show it this year. There's no way that he's going to get 2 years to figure this out. It's the NFL. He's been in the NFL long enough. He's got to be able to show it. And it doesn't mean he needs to go win a Super Bowl. It doesn't even mean he needs to go win a playoff game or anything. He just needs to take steps forward. He needs to put the team in the best position to win. If he can't do that this year, it's not going to change next year. It's just not. He's not a rookie in the NFL. He's been in the NFL long enough that this leash should be pretty short. And because Bruce knows Jameis very well, he's been going to his football camps since he was in high school. They know Jameis very well. I assume that you're going to see the best version of Jameis very quick. And I would anticipate that if for whatever reason you don't, they're going to be able and ready to move on pretty quickly from Jameis.
I like the perspective. I can't disagree with anything that you said there, obviously. And I'm sure that every Bucs fan is going to be sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to see exactly how this whole thing turns out. But I like also that you threw in there, it doesn't necessarily mean Super Bowl or bust or even playoff winner bust. It's just, can Jameis be a guy who's going to take your team to a place that you need him to be? And even if it doesn't happen, maybe we can build around him then. But he's got to show, like you said, those talents and that ability and consistency, I think, to be that guy. So anything, Paige, yep, that you want, anything else you want to talk about Bucs related before we get into the other reason that we had you on tonight?
No, I think the last thing I would my parting thought from you is I've been hearing really, really good things from the staff about Rojo. Great awesome. Things, big steps forward, big strides forward from a maturity standpoint, from a playing standpoint. So that's great news. Obviously, if you're a Buccaneers fan, I think you have a lot to look forward to in that aspect. And I know we're going to talk about fantasy, so I'll leave one little tidbit, although Bruce keeps giving away my tidbit, and I've been telling him stop saying that in the media, coach. So we'll get to that next.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Fantasy football. So Paige, obviously part of the TD Fantasy podcast and Locked On Bucs listeners, if you haven't checked it out yet, you need to. I'm a faithful subscriber. Download every episode that comes out. I was telling Paige off the air, an episode just dropped Wednesday, and I thought I had it downloaded, queued up, ready to go. I got to my office where I have zero data signal, so I can't stream anything, and it hadn't downloaded. So I was very disappointed, and unfortunately had to work in some periods of silence of that prepared and ready to go. So a lesson learned and a mistake I will not make again. But there's a gap between now and training camp. However, what football people are doing, football is a year-round sport now, and what the future champions of fantasy football leagues across the country and future money makers at your daily fantasy sites and all that are doing is preparing. And you guys are bringing them all kinds of good information already during the offseason. You guys have been fairly consistent throughout the offseason with your updates and your opinions on certain players. And I mean, just some really good stuff. And then just from you and Jamie and Jake with his inside, physical experience as being an NFL player as well. Good stuff all around. But we want to talk about preparation. So, Paige,
yeah,
I mean, I'm just going to let you have the floor. What do fantasy players need to do first and foremost every single season, whether you're experienced or a rookie, to get ready to dominate fantasy football?
Yeah, so we suggested on the podcast, June is a really good time to start following along with the big storylines and monitoring certain things, right? It's a good time to start compiling rankings. I the best piece of advice I can give you is shop around, right? Don't use just Yahoo's rankings, don't use just ESPN, don't use just our rankings. Go find your favorite fantasy analyst, get their rankings, and do an average of all those rankings. So when you're going into the season, you have a really good idea. When you're going into your draft, you have a really good idea of where every player sits amongst some of the best in the fantasy business. That's the best piece of advice I can give for right now. And when I mean start to follow storylines, I mean start to follow some of the beat reporters from the team who are going to be at rookie minicamp, who are going to be at training camp, who are going to be telling you who's getting a lot of snaps, who looks good, who doesn't look good, paying attention to the injury bug, the injury news, which there's been a lot of thus far, and not buying into the hype. Is my other thing. A lot of players are going to get a lot of hype based off of things like wearing a visor, which is cool, and and I like it, but doesn't mean I'm going to draft him in fantasy football. So buyer beware. Do not buy into the fire emojis on Twitter. That doesn't mean I'm going to draft that person in fantasy football.
That's good to know. That's definitely good to know. You bring up storylines and early storylines. So I saw a kind of a random tweet. I'm not really sure how it even landed on my feed there, but that Marcus Mariota, who obviously is tied to Jameis Winston, I don't know how much of a fantasy target he really is, especially in your smaller leagues, but he's struggling early in OTAs. And while OTA struggles are always kind of taken with a grain of salt, his struggles are coming with inaccuracy. So I think accuracy yeah. issues at any point in time for a quarterback are problematic. How much stock do you put into a storyline like that in OTAs?
Yeah, so the reason I buy into this one is because I buy into what I've seen for a while, and that is that Marcus Mariota is not very good. I don't think that Marcus Mariota is a top 15 quarterback in the league, and I don't think that Marcus Mariota is a good fantasy quarterback. So that tells you everything that you need to know. They played mistake-free football last year. They had a very good defense. They had a pretty good running game, and Mariota still had injury issues. He didn't play all the games. I mean, you have back and forth. He's struggled to stay healthy. I don't think he's played 16 games yet. Mm-hmm. And I hate saying that because it's not like he's injury, you know, you don't like saying injury prone, but you just, at a certain point, you get so many injuries. It's almost impossible to stay healthy. The accuracy issues have been a problem for a long time. And I'm not a fan. Listen, Marcus Mariota, the person, great dude. Marcus Mariota, the football player, not so great. That's okay. Doesn't mean he's a bad person. I like to always qualify that because people are like, oh, you hate Marcus Mariota. No, I don't. No, I don't. I just don't want Marcus Mariota on my football team or on my fantasy team. That's that. Marcus Mariota, the person, I'd probably be friends with him, but just don't want him as my quarterback, and I'm not drafting him in fantasy football. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the rule of truth of this. And I mean, really any business, you know, I mean, Marcus seems like I've never met him, but he seems like a very humble, very good human being, generally speaking. But if every good person was a great football player, there'd be a whole lot of great football players, I think.
exactly.
So,
right.
So what are some other storylines that you're paying attention to and kind of weighing heavier than some others in your fantasy speculation?
Yeah, some of the things I'm paying attention to is the Todd Gurley knee problem. So the thing with me is, last year at the Super Bowl, I remember overhearing a conversation with Rams personnel and knowing that there was no way that Todd Gurley was fully healthy and not playing throughout the playoffs, right? That's just, he's their best player, period. Most athletic, best player on the offense by far and away. And they were not playing him. And then he had limited touches. And then obviously, you know what happened throughout the Super Bowl. He has a serious knee issue. He's had serious issues in college. He's had serious injuries in the NFL. His touches are going to be limited because guess what? They do not care. Sean McVay is not here for your fantasy team. Sean McVay is here to win postseason games. And they know they have a window here with their team to win a Super Bowl. They were real close last year. And they want to get there this year. And how are they going to do that? They're going to preserve Todd Gurley so that they have Todd Gurley in the postseason when it doesn't matter for your fantasy football team. So buyer beware. He is not in my top five running backs this year. I will tell you that much. That's a little teaser for fantasy football and for my rankings. Sony Michel, knee scoped, bone on bone, never a good thing. I don't like Patriots running backs to begin with. Sony Michel was great last year. I will tell you, because I'm hoping that nobody that plays in my fantasy league is going to listen to this podcast, and they might. If they do, they know my secret. I am going to, in my dynasty league, I am trading Sony Michel because I like to buy low and sell high. So if you have a dynasty league, he is never, this is my opinion, I don't think his value is ever going to be higher than it is right now. I think we got the best version of him from a fantasy perspective, and I'm okay. Even if he has a great season this year, I think long term, I'd rather have somebody else. So that's the way I would say it. And then the last thing I would say from a fantasy perspective is I'm really, really paying attention to Cam Newton. He's throwing again. Mm-hmm. Cam's one of those guys that's routinely what I would say overdrafted quarterback in fantasy football because of the ability he has with his legs to score. His shoulder injury is serious. So I am paying very close attention and monitoring that, because if I'm not convinced he's going to play week one. I think that injury is more significant than even they're leading on. And if that is the case and he's going to miss potentially a small amount of time, even if it's a couple of weeks, and that injury is going to be bad, it's going to drop him significantly in my rankings. So I'm monitoring that situation very closely. I have a couple of good friends that are beat reporters for the team. So I'm working on that to make sure that I know exactly what to expect from Cam, because that team and Cam were a huge disappointment last year.
Oh yeah. And anytime you're talking about changing the mechanics of a quarterback, especially when he's been in the league as long as Cam has so far, that's obviously problematic. And then considering that you're changing those mechanics in part due to an injury or to help prevent further injury, I'm with you. I don't, until I see Cam Newton looking like Cam Newton again, he's not the same quarterback, and that's very problematic as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, so all very good things. I'm glad you brought the Todd Gurley thing, because again, going back to my appearance on the Locked On Rams podcast, I actually asked him how serious they kind of felt like that was in LA, and he kind of played it off. But I think people are either hiding stuff or they're trying to make themselves feel better about what looks like a very dire situation potentially. But I like your take that they're gonna play it more conservative with Gurley and save him for the stretch run. I think that's probably a smarter play given the amount of talent on that team, but definitely not good for any fantasy teams.
No.
Let's switch gears back to the Buccaneers and keep it to fantasy football. Who are the Buccaneers? I mean, we know, you know, Mike Evans obviously is going to be a guy out there. I think O.J. Howard is definitely made a case for himself. You know, I think health might be a little bit of a concern there, but I think O.J. has started to talk in, or creep into that national picture, even despite some of the concerns with Bruce Arians' past use of tight ends. But who are some Buccaneers players that maybe aren't on the national radar that Bucs fans might get made fun of as being homers if they drafted them, but you think could actually end up being made out to look like they're fantasy geniuses in the long run?
I'm so excited about Chris Godwin. I was excited about him last year, and he had a good season, and I'm so excited about him this year just because of what that position has been in a Bruce Arians offense. And I keep telling Coach to stop telling people at his practices, because I don't want everybody to know how good Chris Godwin's going to be. I'm like, Coach, you got to stop telling people at the media how good Chris Godwin's going to be. Keep that under wraps, man. He's been looking really, really good. And I'm hoping that a lot of fantasy analysts are not paying attention to his press conferences as closely as I am, because Chris Godwin's going to be, I have huge expectations for him in this offense. And obviously, like you said, we know what to expect from Mike Evans. I expect what we've seen in the past and even better. And I would say this is the year where I am actually excited about Jameis, right? I think mm-hmm. Jameis has the ability, even with the turnovers, he has the ability to be fantastic from a fantasy perspective. Because one of the things I would tell you is where you're going to be, I saw his ADP, where you're going to be able to draft Jameis and the quality and the amount of points you're going to end up being, and how many other players you can get by waiting on a quarterback like a guy like Jameis, like a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, that's how you win. Because drafting, I'm telling you right now, if you take your first round pick and you draft Patrick Mahomes, you're going to regret it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is going to score you a lot of points, but it's not going to be enough dramatically to make up for the fact that you're not going to have a top tier running back or wide receiver if you take a quarterback. The difference between the top guys and the guys that are in the second tier in the running back and the wide receiver category are much, much different from a point differential standpoint than in the quarterbacks. And who you can get between there by waiting and getting a guy like Jameis, getting a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, it's going to be so, so beneficial. So that's my little tidbit. I'm definitely going to be watching Jameis closely. Want to make sure I feel comfortable about taking him. But obviously, I got some insider information that I'll be making sure I hit Bruce up before I have my draft.
Very, very wise to do so. I love it, because that's your quarterback strategy is exact same strategy I've been using for years. I can't even tell you how long now, and I don't win every year. I'm in a very competitive, I don't know if it's high dollar buy-in, but it's high dollar for me. Buy-in guys take this thing very serious, and I always celebrate inside a little bit. When I see someone pull a trigger on, sometimes a first round quarterback, second round quarterback, third round quarterback, I love it, because it just pushes another guy that I can use to build my stable of players down the board a little bit, and always love when that happens.
Oh yeah.
Talk about draft strategy again, though. Defenses. Do you stream, or do you recommend streaming, or do you recommend drafting a defense?
I've had success both ways. You know, mm-hmm. it's one of those things that unless like. Last year, if you had the Bears defense, they mm-hmm. won you a lot of weeks, right? Where they created, there's always like basically three defenses that are worth spending a significant amount more in a draft. But it's really, really hard to predict those, right? Because we kind of have an idea, but you don't really know. So more often than not, I tell people to wait on defenses, to stream defenses, just because it's so hard to predict. You know, you have a good idea, but there's no guarantees. I can tell you last year, nobody had the Bears being the number one overall defense. You know, everyone thought once they got Khalil Mack, which obviously happened very late, most mm-hmm. fantasy drafts had already happened, that you probably didn't think, even after that, you were like, oh yeah, they'll probably be a pretty good defense. Nobody had them scoring, you know, against the Rams on Monday Night Football, 27 points. You know, those are the types of things you can't really predict going into a season. So I'm in the stream category more often than not, because I think a lot of times people just get lucky with getting a type of defense that's going to actually be a game changer.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like to, if I can get, if I'm looking at my draft board, I'm late enough and the value is good enough and I see a defense I really have a lot of faith in, kind of like you said, like it can be a top three defense for that season, I'll go ahead and pull the trigger, but I'm perfectly comfortable streaming. And the reason I want to talk about defense is because obviously the Buccaneers are going to be a team, not as much as the Bears last year, because you're 100% correct. Nobody expected the Bears to be what they became on defense. But I think people expected more out of their defense than they did out of the Bucs defense. Coming into the season is probably going to be very, very similar. Is there a chance in your mind that the Buccaneers defense can become draftable from Todd Bowles' history, from game planning, from Devin White excitement? Or is this a defense that you're kind of going to put on the do not draft, but keep an eye on as a streamer possibility if all of these things align? Because aggressive defenses have the potential, you know this, to give you some points, especially in spurts. If they just click one game, they get an offense, knock them on their heels, they have the potential to put up a lot of points just because of due to their aggressive nature. Where do you see the Buccaneers defense, and is it possible for them to kind of climb up the board to where you could justify saying that somebody could draft this defense?
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head that they could potentially turn out to be one of those defenses that could be draftable. And why is that? Because of Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles brings such an aggression that he brings teams to create a lot of turnovers, a lot of picks, a lot of opportunities for scoring touchdowns, a lot of sacks. A lot of that is going to happen that's going to create a lot of points for you in fantasy football. I'm not ready to say that yet, but from a radar perspective, am I paying attention? Absolutely. Especially, that's one of those teams that I will probably pick up very late or potentially get as a waiver at the beginning and be my team that ends up being the type of defense that ends up kind of winning me some weeks because they end up having a big week against Cam Newton, right? You can see that happen. They have a big week against Matt Ryan. They have a bit, some of those, like, they're like, oh yeah, I could see that happening. I could see them having three picks and a touchdown in a game. And all of a sudden you're looking down, you're going 21 points for the Bucs defense. Oh my God. That happened a lot in Arizona. And I can tell you what, nobody saw it coming when Arizona was starting off with Todd Bowles, and maybe nobody's going to see it coming now with Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers.
Yeah. Fantastic. I'm in the same boat. Like they're a team that I'm fully ready to kind of take up for and say that they're on kind of the outer ring of that radar picture like you were talking about. But I know, just being a Bucs guy and being a podcaster and all that stuff, everybody's just going to say I'm being a homer. So I'm glad to hear you say it. Even though you love the Arians family, you're tight connected to the team. I know that we're getting the truth from you because you take this too seriously to not tell the truth.
Oh, listen, at the end of the day, Bruce wouldn't love me as much as he does if I didn't tell him the truth. He and I have had many tough conversations, including where I've told him that I didn't like a play call. So, listen, that's why Bruce loves me, because I'm not afraid to be honest.
There you go. That's what it's all about. So, Paige, what else? Any last fantasy nuggets for our listeners before we sign off for the night?
No, I think, like I said, start paying attention, read up on the stories, pay attention, monitor those injuries, make sure you're adjusting accordingly, start putting together your rankings, and a cheap plug for the old TD Fantasy podcast. Starting July 1st, we're going to have tons and tons of preview episodes. So start consuming that content. You know you want to talk about football and hear about football. So now's the time. Get on the train.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And we will see if we can fit you in, or if you can fit us in, rather, to your busy, busy schedule as things ramp up towards the fantasy season and the season as a whole. Again, Paige DeMacos, hashtag Petty Paige. If you're not already following her on Twitter, do so at the _sports Paige. That's P-A-I GE. Subscribe and download to the TD Fantasy Podcast. Trust me, you will not regret it. And of course, one of the hosts over at the Draft Network, they're always churning out great content. Good friends of the show there with JC. Paige, thanks as always for your time. It was a great conversation.
Thank you so much.
All right. Again, special thanks to Paige for joining us as always. And special thanks to all of you listeners for joining us as always. Guys, we are going to have a voicemail episode coming up very soon, probably early next week. We've already got a few in the queue ready to go, but we want more. We always want more. We want to hear from you guys. So if you have anything to contribute, anything you want to share with your fellow Bucks fans, with us, obviously show ideas. We've already gotten a couple and they've been fantastic already. By all means, drop those to us at the normal number. In the meantime, check out everything that I'm doing and everything that James is doing over at Bucks Nation on Twitter at @JYarko_Bucks or at @DH82_Bucks. And of course, right here at Locked On Bucks. Have a very safe and a very wonderful Father's Day weekend. Shout out to all of the dads out there. And thank you so much for joining us at Locked On Bucks.